I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Iranian men would do well not to give these instructions to the barber.
I want it long, straight, curly, fussy, snaggy, shaggy, ratty, matty, oily, greasy, pissy, shiny, gleaming, steaming, flaxen, waxen.
This week, Iranian barbers received guidelines about what kind of haircuts to give their customers, and the words fuzzy, shaggy, and streaming are nowhere to be found. Iran's culture ministry gave its blessing to shorter hairstyles, and just to make sure, the ILNA news agency carried pictures of the approved haircuts. The BBC's Behzad Bolour is in our London studios to talk about this. What's interesting, Behzad, is that these guidelines are not just for Muslims. It's guidelines for all kinds of religious hairdos that will comply with Iranian culture and Islamic law, right?
Yes, whoever is inside the country. That's why it's a bit political rather than religious, because in Islam, for instance, a non-Muslim woman doesn't have to wear a hair scarf, where in Iran they have to wear it, so it's more of a political thing.
And they mention haircuts for not just Muslims, but Sikhs, Jews, Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, and even Rastafarians.
But I don't think anybody in Iran knows there is a Rastafari in the world and who they are. They've seen Bob Marley, but that's it. But when I looked at the pictures of the hairstyles, actually they looked very generous for Islamic government. You can have almost a long sort of top, or you can have it a bit puffed up, which is quite generous compared to a few years ago when I was there.
And Behzad, what is your haircut like? I mean, do you have a kind of a special style that can work in both London and Tehran if you need to go back?
No, I cannot, because I got long hair actually, and a hat, because I'm losing hair on top. So I sometimes even have pigtails. So that doesn't go very well down there. But Iranian men or women, young, middle class, live double lives. Outside, you look different, you look much more calmer. Then you go to a party and you create this virtual free world. So you sort of spike up your hair and just look different.
There aren't any rules on gel, are there, for any religion?
No, right? Actually, they've been okay with that. It shows that they want to pretend to have an open mind about these things. And they're happy for young men to look different, but they don't want them to look like foreigners or Westerners. We created this national Islamic fashion. If you're in Iran, you have to abide the rules.
And what if you don't abide by these rules? Is there a fine or a prison sentence for hairstyle offenders?
First of all, you get very badly treated, and the moral police stops you, questions you, and they're not very nice to you.
And if they see, like, if they see you in the street with a mullet, are there people like the moral police? Do you recognize them? Will they come up to you and say,
yes,
"Go get a cut"?
That also fashion police should stop them anyway. But yeah, they stop you, they take you, and I've seen some videos of inside the police station. They cut your hair, and they treat you a bit rough.
So with some religions like the Sikhs and the Rastafarians, I mean, they're actually allowed to have longer hair.
Sikhs, they don't show their hair. They have turbans, so they're okay. And there's no Rastafarians in Iran. But if
not
there
a single
were, they
one.
Wouldn't come, not a single one. I haven't seen a single one. But there's an Iranian stereotype with a long ponytail. And that's sort of a sensitive, artistic, elite, young Iranian man. And they would be a bit in danger.
Behzad, bottom line, do you think these new rules for hairstyles are a sign that Iran is opening up, or is it tightening, do you think?
Well, it's a sign of both. It's showing that it's creating regulation for hairstyles, so it's tightening. But they've opened up their limits a bit. But also want to create a unified look around Iran.
The BBC's Behzad Bolour in our London studios. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you.